Pink and Nate Roos there in 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach. Time for music news for Thursday, brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community, Live Without Limits. Mariah Carey took the lyrics to her smash Heartbreaker seriously during the video shoot, where she shot down the advances of Jerry O'Connell. The actor recalled the 1999 incident in his new role as co-host of The Talk on CBS, putting a personal twist on the 40th anniversary celebration of MTV. O'Connell said, "They called me the day before it shot. Someone must have dropped out. Full disclosure, I did shoot my shot with Mariah. I tried to get digits. It did not work out. She's a very nice girl. She let me down easily and softly, but that was not going to happen." Fans can finally get a good look at Camila Cabello's movie debut in the full-length trailer for Amazon Prime's reimagining of the classic Cinderella. This version of the story is set in modern day, with Camila playing an orphan in the care of evil stepmother Idina Menzel, who's come a long way from her frozen days. But instead of dreaming and meeting a handsome prince, this Cinderella hopes to escape and become a famous fashion designer. The soundtrack will feature plenty of cool music, including remakes of several classic tunes. Billy Porter takes on Earth, Wind & Fire's Shining Star, Idina Menzel revamps Madonna's Material Girl, and Camila leads the cast through a version of Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation. Both the movie and soundtrack are due for release on September 3rd. And Carole King is an admitted recluse who rarely leaves her home in Idaho, but she says she's making an exception this October. Asked by Variety how she feels about getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame a second time, having previously been inducted as a songwriter, King tells the publication, "It's a great honor. In fact, I'll tell you what a great honor it is. I'm actually going. I'm leaving Idaho." The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony is scheduled for October 30th in Cleveland at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Tickets are on sale now. King will be inducted along with the Foo Fighters, Todd Rundgren, the Go-Go's, Tina Turner, and Jay-Z. Because she doesn't leave her house, King recently teamed up with Jennifer Hudson via Zoom to write "Here I Am, Singing My Way Home," the end title theme for the upcoming Aretha Franklin biopic, Respect, in which Hudson stars. It's out August 13th. The two chatted with Variety together via Zoom, during which King, who will be 80 next year, told Hudson, "I feel so blessed to have somebody like you that is carrying this light and this love and this positive energy forward." And that is your music news for today on the Best Mix in the Morning show at 98.3 The Coast.